Here, Mishnayis Mesecht Mila, Perek Rishon Mishnalef, Kodshei Kedoshim, Al Korban et Kodshei Kedoshim, Atidur Chates Noshom, or Zivchei Shal Metzibor, Sheshochtun Bedorim, that the person made the Shechita on the Dorim side of the Mizbech, which is the wrong place. The locker is by Kodesh Kedoshim, he is supposed to make the Shechita Bitzofen on the north side of the Mizbech. So the locker is, even though you made the Shechita in the wrong place, still Moyalim Bem. There's still Nisa Milo if you have a Nene or Shavaprutis worth of this Korban. Even though it's possible, still it's not Yotzim Mitushoson. It's not called Gdusha went away, Legavi Milo. What's going to be Shochtan Bedorim? Let's say they made a Shechit on the Dorim side, the Kibul Doma Betzofen, but they made the Kabbal Zadam in the right place, or else the same Allah would apply, or else the other way. What's going to be Bat Sofen? They made the Shechit in the right place on Sofen, on the north side of the Mizbeach, but the Kibul Doma Bedorim, the Kohen was standing on the south side, Beshant Kabbal Zadam, that's also possible. Or else, Shochaton B'yayim, another case would be, let's say they made the Shechita B'yayim, the way you're supposed to want a Korban, but Vazorak B'layla, they waited till evening to lift the Shechita to make the Zrika, that's Apostle Zrika. The locker is, the Korban does not have a Din Haktara. But still, the Mishnah is saying, the Yisamila remains, the Yisamila does not go off. Or else, what's going to be B'layla? They made the Shechita B'layla, Vazorak B'yayim, they made the Zrika B'yayim, also Apostle Zrika. They made the shechita with the machshava to eat from the bosa the wrong time, which makes the psul pigel. Or else for chutzlam kumim, they had a mind to eat it the wrong place. Is moilam him. In all these cases, still you have an isamilo. The isamilo does not go off them. And the more explains because the pshat is beyond all these psulim is called the psul bakodesh, that the din is b'diavidim olu. If the bosa was put on top of the nizbeach, the din is lo yerda, we did not take it down. So therefore, the Yisamila, the Kedusha still remains. Klal Omra Bishur, Bishur says the Klal like this. Kol Shoyel Hashas Het L'Kahanim, anytime it's already Chal, the Heta that the Kahanim will eat from the Bosa, like after a Kosher or Zerika, then the Locher is Ein Moilin Bo. Then the Yisamila goes off. As soon as the Kahanim have a Heta to eat from the Bosa, the Yisamila goes off it. But it was not chalahet of the Kanan teeth from the Bosa, then the Locher is Moilin Bo. The Yisamilo that you had before the Kodesh Kodoshim still remains. So that's what Mishnah means to say, even though you made Apostle Shechita or Apostle Kabbalah, that Lamaisa there's no heter achila chal to the Kanim, but still the Yisamilo does not go off. Since there was no heter, the Yisamilo does not go off. Now the Mishnah explains, what's called the psul that the Kanim already had had to teeth from the Bosa? Shelono means to say, after the Zrika, let's say, the Bosa was long, was left overnight. It means after you made the Zrika Saddam, now the Bosa was left overnight, became nicer. Rels for Shinitzmo, now the Bosa became Tomei. Rels for Shiyotza, now the Bosa went out of the base of Migdash, went Chutzli Azorah. So even though the Bosa now is not fit teeth to Kanim anymore, but our Koponim, the Yisamilo does not come back. Like once it went off to Schal the Heter Achila, it does not come back anymore. What's going to be Ezehi? What's the case? Shloi Hoyulo Shas Heter Lekanim, there was not Schal yet Heter Lekanim to eat teeth from the Bosa. So therefore the Yisamilo still remains. Shanishka Tochus, the Zman like Mishnah says, he made a shechita m'shas meis. He had a machshavas pigel. Whereas chutzlum kaim it hit at the wrong place. Whereas for shekib lupsulim v'zorku es damim. A psulim will mekabel the dam. The kohen that was tamei was mekabel the dam. And then they made his rikas adam. So meis in this case is not chal heter achila. So therefore the yisamila does not go off it. It still has the yisamila. Mishnah beis besar kodesh kedoshim. We have the bosser of, let's say, a korban chatis, kodesh kedoshim, sheyotzel fnei zrikas domin. Before you made the zrikas adam, the bosser left the base of Migdash. And then it came back in again. So Rebbe Lezer holds, moyelim boy, even though you make a zrika now, the zrika does not help on the bosser that's yotzei, and therefore the yisamila still remains on that bosser. And the zrika does not help at all. And therefore, v'yein chayiv molam on this piece of meat, you're not chayiv, mishum pigul, noisa b'tomna. You're not chayiv at all, as if the zrika was not done for that piece of meat. However, Rabbi Kiva holds no. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein moilim boy." No, Rabbi Kiva holds the zerika does help on a psul yotzei, and therefore the yisa mila goes off that basar, even though you can't eat from the basar because it has a yisa yotzei. But our koponim is called like a zerika was done, and the yisa mila goes off. Avul chayavim olam mishum pigul, and therefore he holds if you have a machshavas pigul, it's chal even in that basar, because the zerika like helped for that piece of basar also, even though it was yotzei. Who would do that? Bas not could be chal noise betonei. If the current time in itzel be chayiv misa. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, I'll bring you proof to what I'm saying. For Rehamafresh chatis, somebody set aside a korban chatis, v'ovdo, and he lost his chatis. And then v'hifresh acheros tachtei, set aside a second chatis for the first one. V'yachakach later nimtzeis harishoni finds the first one. So it comes out now b'reishteim, I'm there's two of them in front of him. So really he has the choice not to bring whichever one he wants. So Zokta Bekiva, isn't it like Hashem Shadama Poitias Besara? The same way when you make the Zrika on this on the one you're making it for, it helps to be matter its basar. The Yisamila goes off the basar. The Zrika helps for its own basar. It's Kachu Poitias Besachaverta. The same way when you make a Zrika now, it helps on the other carbon to say the Yisamila goes off. Like now it's Kavei, it's called the Meisar Achatis. It's not able to be burnt anymore. If so, we import that domer as pesach averta min amila. If the zrik here helps to take off the yis amila on the other carbon, his dinu shiyter as pesara for sure shapat v'tzon basa. So even though it's a case with chal nisa yaitse on the basa, that's what we keep his for that the zrik helps. The zrik helps enough to say that the yis amila goes off it. Now Mishnah Gimel, emurei kochim kalim sheyotzul lefnei zrikas domim. You have the Emurim, let's say the fats of a Korban Shlomim, and it went outside the Beis Hamikdash before you made the Zrikas Domim. Usually after the Zrikas Domim, that's when the Yisamil is Chal. But here, it went out as a Psul before Zrikas Domim. And then you make the Zrika. So Rabbi Lezer says, Ein Moilim Ben. Even after you make the Zrika, still the Yisamil does not come back, or does not start. Because since there's a Psul anyway to burn them, therefore it's not called Kodesh Hashem. And who adin v'yein chayovim aleihem mishun pigul neisiv etomei. Since it has a psul yaitzei, there's like no zrika on it. But again, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva v'aymer moilim v'hen. Yes, the zrika helps li yaitzei, and therefore there's a nisa mila on the emurim of kachim kalim. And who adin v'chayovim aleihem mishun pigul neisiv etomei. It is as if the zrika helped for it, and therefore now it could be chal upon these emurim the psul pigul or the psul neisiv psul tomei. Now Mishneh Dalit, Maisei Domim Bekotche Kedoshim Lohokel Lahachmir. When you make a Zrika Sadam by a carbon of a Kotche Kedoshim of a Chatas or an Oshem, it sometimes makes a Kula and sometimes it makes a Din Chumra. Of a Kotchem Kalim, Ashenka, when you make a Zrika by a Kotchem Kalim, Kula Lahachmir. Only Chumras apply after the Zrika. What does that mean to say, Ketzan? Kotche Kedoshim, let's say a carbon Chatas. Lefnei zrikas domim, before you made the zrikas domim, moilim be emurim ubebosar. There's a nisa mil upon the whole korban. Both the emurim and the bosar, they're both called kochi Hashem. Leyachas zrikas domim, once you make the zrikas domim though, moilim be emurim, the isa mila still remains on the emurim, but the locher is via emurim ubebosar, and the bosar has no isa mila. Alze vialze chayovim mishum pigul noise vetomei. Means whether the emurim or the boss, if you make the Zrikas Domim, you could be Chayiv Mishun Pigul if it's carved, you had a Machshavas Pigul, or a nice if it's left over, for Tommy, if your Tommy need it. So therefore, by Zrika of Kotch Kedoshim, it too Zayf Akula, that the boss loses its Din Milo. Mashenkin of a Kotchim Kalim, Kulul Hachmer, the Zrika only makes Chumris. Kate, what does that mean to say? Kotchim Kalim, a Korbin Shlomim. Lefnei Zrikas Domim, before you make the Zrikas Domim, in Moilin, there's no Yisra Mila at all. Loi bi emurim, v'loi babosa. Because the pshat is tamazo, it's oimet to be eaten, and it's not called kotchi Hashem yet. Therefore, there's no Yisra Mila, not even in the emurim, not even in the boss, in the fat that's supposed to be burnt. It's only liachas rikas dom, after you make the zrikas the dam of the korbin, then the zrika helps lechumra to say now that moilim bi emurim, that in the emurim there's an Yisra Mila. But v'yei moilim abosa, there's no Yisra Mila upon the bosa. And alzeh v'alzeh, both the emurim and the bosa, chayovim mishum pigul, if you had a machshav as pigul b'shach adal ravoidus, it's chalon is a pigul both in the emurim and the bosa, and nu adin it could be in yisa noisa v'tomei. Nimtza comes out at Maisa Dama Bekotche Kadoshim Lohakol Lahachmir. That once you make a Zrikas Adam by Kotche Kadoshim, it does two dinim. By the Emurim, it keeps its din Mila. Mashenkin by the Bosser, it's a Kula, it takes off the din Mila. But Huadin, it's a Chumra that it puts on the Issa Noisa Vitamna Yopigal. Uve Kodishim Kalam Lohakol Lahachmir. That before the Zrika, there's no Mila at all. After the Zrika, now at least it's Chal Nistamila, at least upon the Emurim, and Huadin, it's Chal Adin, Noise, Pigal Batamei, says Kulu Lahachmir. Perek Sheni, Mishnalef, Chatis Oif. That what did you bring a Chatis Oif, Moilim Bo Mishukdishu? It all starts Lach of Kurdish Kadoshim. As soon as you make the shit, there's Nistamila. Nimloko, as soon as you make the Mliko, Huch surely possible to full yom. If you make a Mliko, it becomes Hechshnas Roy to be possible, but full yom touches it. The person needs a korban going to Zovar or Mitzora that has to bring the kabonis for the kaparosai. So even though they went to the mikveh today, but until they bring the korban tomorrow, if they touch kachem, they make it possible. Uvalina, who didn't leave the kachem over, has a psalina, leave the dam over, becomes possible. What's going to be who's a dama? Let's say you make the azuz dam, you spritz the dam of a dam chatas on the mizbeich. Then that's the gemar of the avoidis, and therefore, or that's called a gazrikas domim. Therefore, chayovim aleh mishum pigul, that can make pigul in the yoif. Who adin then it could be chal noise betamei. But v'yein bo mil, there's no issa mila. Once you use the dom, that's like gazrikas dam on the kodesh kadoshim, that chal had the teeth from the bosar, and therefore there's no more issa mila on the bosar. That's by chat soif. Mishne beis, what's going to be by an oila soif? If you bring a korban oila for a knife. Is moil and bom mishuktishu. Again, it's also kodesh kadoshim. As soon as you make the ship a pair, it's chal nisa mila. You know what I have on? If you have a no, you have to bring a korban mila. B'shoigay. Nimla kulitza the koin makes the malika. Hulk shiroli possible tfu yom. Again, now it gets the imbosser on it. Then now if a tfu yom touches it, it becomes possible. Mechus kipurim. Uvalin, who didn't leave the dam over till night time, it becomes possible. Mitzadama, that's the avoid of an oil soif, not to make a zrika, but to squash the bird against the mizbeach. That's called mitzadama. That's its zrika. It's chayov maler mishum pigul. That can make the yisa pigul chal. Who are then now can become noisa b'tamei. If you're tamei neither, you'll be chayiv misa. Omerlambo, by oil soif, there's still mila. Because in oil soif, the whole thing is burnt. There's no achila. It's still called kotshi Hashem. Achetei tilabes adeshin. There's an Issa Mila on the Oila until you take out the Yeshes to the Beis Hadeshen. Meaning that Kol Zaman you're burning it, there's still an Issa Mila, and after it's finished burnt, still there's a mitzvah to make the Trumas Hadeshen. But once you take out the shovelful in the morning of the Trumas Hadeshen, then the rest of the Yeshes, then the Issa Mila goes off. Even though there's a mitzvah mol at times, you used to take all the Yeshes outside the city. But I call upon them, once you make the Trumas Hadeshen, then there's no more Issa Mila on the rest of the Yeshes. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be Purim Hanesrofim, Musirim Hanesrofim? There's a Korban Chatis HaPnim, that the Zrik was done on the Mizbeach HaPnim, and is burnt outside. The Locher is Moilim Ben Moshuktishu, as soon as you make the Shittah, because of Issa Mila. Nishchatu is Hukshuli possible for Yerim, now it gets its Dimbother on it, and now it's Fuyim touched, it becomes possible. Who are doing Mechusi Kippurim? Uvalin, if you leave the dam over, now there'll be a psalina. Who's a dam? Let's see, make this rikas adam. It's chayov mleim mishum pigul noisa v'tamei. Umerlum ben beis hadeshin. And here is nisamila in the beis hadeshin. Even while you're burning it, there's still nisamila. Even though you take the meat outside the beis hamikdash to burn it there, still there'll be a nisamila because there's a mitzvah to burn it. Achiyuta chabosa. Until the bosa is burnt up completely, that's when the nisamila goes off. Because until you burn a mamash into coals, and that's when it's first called Nasa Mitzvoson, that's when the Issa Mila goes off. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'oila Moilam Bo Meshukdishu. Also a Korban Oila, as soon as you make the Shetchal Nissa Mila. Nishchato Nishechtet Huchshru Liposabu Tfuyam. It comes Kosh, it comes possible Tfuyam. V'mechusi Kippur Mavalina. Nizrak Domo. If you make his Rikas Dam, is Chayov Malei Mishum Pigol Noisa V'tomei. V'yei Moilam Bo, but there's no Issa Mila upon its skin, because the skin goes to the Kahanim. But the meat of the korban oila has an issa mila because the whole thing is burnt. Again, until it's burnt completely. Meaning to say again that there's a mitzvah to burn the whole bosa. So kol zman it's burning is an issa mila. Just after the next morning when you take off the trumas hadeshen, then we say the leftover ashes has no more mila. Mishnah Hey. Chatis v'osham v'zivche shal metzibur. These are all kodesh kadoshim. Is merlam b'mishruk tishur. As soon as you make the shit, there's nisa milichal. There's a shal metzibur that's the shtom that's put on shvuas. There's shnei kifsei atzeres. What's going to be nishkatun? You make the shrit again. Huch shuli possible for yom v'chus kippurim. Uvalina. Now the dam left over to be absolina. Nizrak dom. You make this week as a dom. It's chiyov malei mishum pigul noisa v'tomei. Ein merlam abosa. Here once you made this rika. Since the bosser becomes mutter for the kanam tidit, there's no mu'isa mila. Avo merlam be amurim, but the amurim has to be burnt, so it's still called kotcha Hashem is nisa mila. Achi yetz lebe sadeshen, until again, you make the truma sadeshen the next morning, and then all the leftover ashes, they become mutter, there's no mu'isa mila. Mishnevov, shtei halechem nasporan shvuis, it's also as loch of the kedusha, and therefore moilem be mishuk tishu. As soon as you makdish the lechem, the flour even, it has the kedusha miller on it. What's going to be kormu betanur? It was baked in the oven and becomes brown. Then huch shuli possible tful yem. Then it becomes kosher. Now if it's tful yem touched it, it becomes possible, like tummy of mechusik ipurim. And then what then now? We have to it's baked and brown on top, now it has a shem lechem, and therefore it's kosher now, v'lishkot aleim es hazevach. Now you could shech the shnei kvosim, which will be mekadish the shtei lechem. Nizrak dom shok kvosna, so you already made his rikas as a dam of the kvosim. Now, if you had a machsheves pigul, chayov malei mishum pigul, the yisra pigul is not only chal in the korbin, but the yisra pigul could also be chal in the shtei lechem. Who would you now, the shtei lechem could become noiser, it's left over the night or the next day. Or din v'tomei, if your tomei needed, you'll also be chayv misa. But v'yayim be milo, there's no mu'isa milo, since it's mutter for the kanam tidit, there's no mu'isa milo. Milo is only when it's still aimed to be used on the mizbech of kodesh Hashem, not when there's a heta for kanam tid from it. Mishnah Zayin, lechem aponim that we have every Shabbos, mo'ilim bo mishuk tishu, as soon as you makdish the flour and the water, it has nisa milo on it. Korem betanim, when you bake in the oven, it becomes brown on top. Hochshuli possible tefuyim, now becomes kosher, becomes possible from a tefuyim if he touches it. Over mechus kippurim if they touch it. Well, he saw the gabe al shulchan. Now the lechem is finished. Now it's fit to put on top of the shulchan. Korvu abzichim. That's the avoid on Shabbos for on top of the two sides of the two rows of the lechem. You have a cup full of levoina. That's the bzichim, and that's the mitzvah to burn it. So when you burn the bezichim, that's like the makirim of the lechem. Therefore, chayov malei mishum pigul. Now it could be a chal nisa pigul in the lechem, or else the lechem could become noisa betamei. But v'yein by mila. Once you burn the bezichim, that gives a heter for the kahanim teat from the lechem upon him. Therefore, there's no more yisa mila. Like we said, once there's the heter teat from the lechem, the yisa mila goes off. Mishneches ha-menochis moilem be-meshuk tishu. A mincha is also like Kodesh Kedoshim. There's a nista mila as soon as you makdish it. Kotshu bakli. Later you put it into a kli shoris. So hukshu now becomes kosher. Li possible tfuyim if tfuyim touches it. Umechusa kipur mevalina. It was left overnight. Korav ha-koymitz. Let's say you make the kemitza from the mincha. Now that's like the zrika of a korbin. And therefore chuyav malei mishum pigol. Now if you had a machsheves pigol, it's chal pigol in the mincha. B'shas you are korav burn the kemitza. Who I did now could be chal in the rest of the mincha is the noisar b'tomei. But v'yei merlem b'shirayim, once you're burnt to kemitza, there's no mu'isa mila anymore on the shirayim. Because once you are korav hamakimitz, that's matter the shirayim to be eaten by the kahanim. Avu merlem b'kimitz, but the kimitz itself, there's always an isa mila, that has to be burnt. Achiyetz l'beis adeshen, again, until after it's burnt up completely, and after you make the trumas adeshen the next morning, then the leftover ashes has no more isa mila. Then it's considered nasa mitzvos, and the isa mila goes off. Mishneh Tes, ha-koymetz v'halavoyno, the koymetz, that's when they make the kmitza from the mincha itself, so the kmitza, the handful, that's only meant to be burnt. That's never becomes muta b'achilo, and there's no matirim on this. As soon as you make the kemitza, it itself is mutter to be burnt. The same thing, the levoino, either by shnei bezichin, or else the levoino that's by the mincha, also it could be burnt, there's no matirim for it. V'akateres, that we burn the keteres asamim, that you burn every single day, agavim esbech apnim, and minchas kanim, when the kohen brings in mincha, the whole thing is burnt, there's no matirim. O minchas kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol every day brings the minchas chavitim every day. Minchas Nesachim, a korban that has to have a Nesachim with it, that has to have what? The Yayin brought with it, that's also Kula Lashem. Halachra, these things are Moyel Lambem Mishuktisho. As soon as you makdish these things, right away it's Chal Nesamila. Kotcha Bekli, when you put the Kmitz Levoin into a Klisharis, hopefully become fit, leave possible Tful Yayim, that now the Tful Yayim touches it. Again, a Tful Yayim is somebody that was Tomei that day, but he went to the mikvah that day, just it didn't become nighttime yet. He still has some type of a tumor, nogeya to kachim. Therefore, it makes the kachim puzzle. The same thing with mechusik kippurim, the person didn't bring his carbon yet. Or valina, now it's left over, by nighttime it becomes puzzle, you can't use the kmitzer anymore. And now, v'chayov malayim mishum leiser. Once you put the kmitz into the klisharis, now if you leave it overnight, there's chalal psul leiser on it. Or mishum tom, he would then, if you have tom in it, you'd be chayiv misa. But the chiddush of our missionary is O pigul ein b'hem. There's no list of pigul on all these things in the Mishnah. What's the reason why not? This is the general rule that kol shiyesh lematirin, anything less like the bosor of a korban or even the murim, or else the shirayim, the leftover parts of the mincha, it needs something to be matirit. Like by korban, you have the zrikas adam. That's what's matir now to burn the murim what eat from the bosor. Who are then the shirayim of the mincha? Is once you burn the kemitza, that's mata the kanam tita shirayim. So when there's the heter chal, then on the things that become mutter, it's chal nisa pigul, like by korban on the bosor or the imurim, it's chal nisa pigul. Or then by the mincha and the shirayim, it's chal nisa pigul. But not on the kemitz itself. So therefore, kol sheyesh to matirin, ein chayov molo mishum pigul. There's no is a pigul or else noise of a tomei. Achiyikrivu matiruv, true, until you bring its matiruv. But, v'chol shein loy matirim, these are all the things of our Mishnah. Nothing is here to be mata the koimitz. It itself is muta by itself. You could burn it right away. Then the locher is, kivon shikitshu b'kli, as soon as you put the koimitz lavoina inside the klisharis, is right away chiyov molav mishum neiser. There's an issa neiser right away. Huadina mishum tomei. But a pigul ain't boy. Since we learn out the Pasha's pigul, where the Torah says in the Pasha of a Shlomim, and by Korban Shlomim, there is Matirim there, there's Rikas Adam, is what's Mata the Bosat eat, or the Emurim to be burnt on the Mizbeach, so only the things that become Hutar, on them it's Chal the Yisa pigul. But not on the Matirim themselves, not on something that does not need anything to be Matarit, just it itself is Mutar right away, like the Kaimitz, the Levoina, the Keteris, the Minchas Kanim, these things have no Yisa pigul. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Vlad Chatis, if you have a Korban Chatis in a cave that gave birth, you have the Vlad now, or else a Tmurat Chatis, somebody has a Korban Chatis, and then you make a Tmurat, took a Behemoth Chulu next to it and said, Zutach Azu, or else Vachatis Shemesa Boleha, after the person was Makdish his Korban Chatis, then the owner died. So in these three cases, in all cases, these are Loch Lamosh Mesinai, that you're Musu. That they have to die, there's blood we have to let die, the tumor we have to let die, and the chatish mislo we have to let die. Now, we know there are five halachis, the next two has to know him to it. Another halach is, let's say, shofar shnosa. Let's say a chatish can only be brought during his first year, and now it became 2 years old. And what happened was, vishavda, you also lost it. That means, first you are mafresh the carbon, and then you lost it, and you brought another one. And now you found the first one, and the first one became too old already. Or else a similar case would be is, Vishavda, you lost the first one, you were Makdish. And now Vishanim says you found it, the Balasimum, when you found the first one, after you already were Makdish, the second one, the first one became a Balmum. So look, it's like this. In these two cases, Im Misha Kipru HaBoilim, if the owner already brought the second Korban already, then Thomas. Then when you find this one that you lost, it has to die. And v'yeinu oisa tumura, therefore, since it has to be Thomas, it's not oimah flakrova, it does not make tumura. And v'loi nenim, and v'loi merlin, if you have an issa mila, there's no issa. It's awesome if the rabbonim to have an off from it, but there's no issa mila, since it's lemisa azla. But v'yeimach shaloi kippur abaylim, let's say you found it though, before the baylim brought his second chatis, so you have this first one that you lost, even though in itself is not fit to be used, either because it's a Balmum or because it's over Shinoso. So the eighth, if you want, is that Tiroar Chitistoi, let it pass from the field till it becomes a Balmum, Vitimoch sell it, And with it you could bring a chatis to be brought for your chatis. And therefore, since it's aimed to be used, it makes tmura, and who would then know if it's the miller on it? And then the other one, the other chatis, that would be to Rosh Tishtoivu also, and that you could sell. So Kitzal Mishnah is saying that even though there are five halachis, but the first three is always lemisozla, a vlad chatis, a tmuras chatis, and a chatish mesav aleha. But the other loch is of a chatish a kipru baleho, of a shover shnosa, here there are tenoyim. Certain times it's lemisozla, and certain times if you find them before you brought the second carbon, if you want, you could use these for the carbon. And then anachanami, the other one also, will have the same aloha tiro, would not be Thomas. Mishnah Beis. Ha mafrish moyes nazirus. Somebody set aside money. He was a nazifris kabonis nazirus. So aloha is lenenev loymelon. You can't have anor from this money. It has kedusha on it. But if you have anor, there's no isamila. Why? Even though usually the kabonis of a nazir is an oila shlomim and a chatis. So who were the oilim and the chatis is a kodesh kadoshim. There should be an isamila as soon as you makdish the money. The answer is the Mishnah says b'fnei shein ruyan lovi kulam shlomim. If you want, you could spend all this money just to buy the Korban Shlomim. And the Korban Shlomim has no mila until after the Zrika. Therefore, there's no Issa mila upon this, the Mos. What's going to be made? Let's say the Nozer dies. So it depends. How you stumim if he just set aside money. But he did not say at all how much money should go for the Chatas or for the Shlomim. So then the locker is Yiplu the Nadova. The money we put into the Pushka to buy Korbanis Sibrov and Nadova. What's going to be Hayim Farosh? Let's say before the Nazar died, he said clearly, this money goes for the Chatis, for the Oilu, for Shlomim. So then the May Chatis, the money set aside for the Korban Chatis, is the Yechol Yom HaMelech. Since it's like Nishapu, Mesa by Leho, so the Korban would be the Misozlo, who would in the money, you have to throw on the Yom HaMelech. Lenenev Lemelon Bem, who would in, there's no Yisamila, since it's not aimed to be used. The May Oilu, the money is set aside for Korban Oilu, Yaviyah Oilu, bring the Korban Oilu with it. Or do me shlom, the money set aside for shlomim, you view shlomim. Venacholim lo yomechad, you create it for one day, this shlomim, there's loch of a shalme nozir, but v'yein tun lechem, you don't have to have the lechem. The lechem that the nozir brings with this shlomim is only if the nozir is alive, as the pasuk says, we put lechem akape ha nozir on his hands. But here, the nozir is dead, so there's no din to bring the lechem. But the korban itself could be brought. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer Hadom Kal Batchilosa V'chama B'Soifoi. Dam has a loch at the beginning; it's kal, mean there's no isa mila on dam, but at the end, after it goes down, and the kid in Nachal Esam will soon see the Nachal Kidroin. Then, with the Rabbanon, there is an isa mila on the dam. V'yanasochim, the wine that we spill on the mizbeach is Choymer B'Tchilosa. In the beginning, it has an isa mila; it has din kedusha on it. It's like it has a kedusha saguf on it. You put it on the Mizbeach, therefore, as soon as you mark the shit, it has Nisamila. But the Kal B'Seifen, at the end, it's Kal. What does that mean to say? The Mishnah explains. Ha'adom B'Tchilei Moilim Bo, at the beginning, there's no Nisamila on the Dam. Yosel Nachal Kidru, when it goes out to Nachal Kidru on the Dam, that's the way it is. The Dam, after it falls off the Mizbeach, it goes into the Omer, the flow of water that takes it out to Nachal Kidru. Then, Midrabon is Moilim Bo. Just in the base, the Midrash Rabon didn't make any Xeris, because the Klal is then going Xero, but Midrash. When the dam comes out of the base of Midrash, then he has this gezerah that has nisamila with Rabbanan. But hanesachim, the wine, batchilo, at the beginning, merlin ben, there is a nisamila upon the yayin. Yotz l'shis, and after you put it on the shis, and after you make the nisach of the yayin, ain merlin ben, then there's no more nisamila. It's like nasa mitzvoson, therefore there's no more nisamila. Mishnah Dalet, dishon mizbeach hapnimi v'yamanera. Mashpa is such a mitzvah that to clean out the Mizbeach HaPnim, the Mizbeach HaPnim that used to burn the Ketores there. So there's an need to clean it out and put it outside, Eitzel, the Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaChitzein, where we put the Trumas HaDeshen from the outside Mizbeach. So that's called the Bisha Mizbeach HaPnim, the cleaning out the ashes of the inside Mizbeach. And we have Menorah cleaning out the ashes around the Menorah. So din is Lo Nenin, you're not supposed to have enough from these ashes, but for Lo Merlin, there's no Issa Mila on these ashes. Because it's already like Nasa Mitzvosan already, when you finish burning it, there's no more Issa Mila. Now, HaMakdish Dishim Batchilo, let's say somebody's Makdish now these ashes, you want to be Makdish the ashes, Senachnami, if you Makdish them now, Moilim, but there is an Issa Mila. somebody has the kasha, akdi be makdashit, the chura, it has din kedushah on, you can't be makdashit. So some say it means, after you take the crane, takes it out to deshen, I mean, it's derech apnimi, so then whoever wants to could be zeicher in it, and then he could be makdashit. So if he's makdashit then, and echnaim yitzchal nisamilo on the yeshes. What's going to be toirim shleigiyaz manim? You have these doves, the lochers, you can only use it when it's 13 months old. If you're makdashit before that, or else the bnei yoina, the young pigeons, shavra zmanim, you can only use it the first year. If you're makdashit after it's a year old, the Mishnah holds loy nenev loy merlin. There's no isa miller. You can't have a nor has a din kedusha on it, but these halachas have no din hakrova on it. Therefore, it has no isa miller. Rabbi Shimon Aymano, it depends. Toirin shlegi is manon. The birds, the toirin, the doves, that you're makdashit before it's a zman. Then he holds, and before it's 13 months old, Moilum ben, you could have an isamila, because lemaisa will come a time when it will be fit to be used. Therefore, the kedusha could be chal now. But the opposite way, bnei yoina, the young pigeons, shavras manim, they're ready, too old, they're ready to be used. So now they can never have a din akrover on it. Therefore, if you makdash it then, true lenen, then you can't have anor from it. But for loy merlin, there's no isamila, since they don't have a din to be used to be brought for korb fakrova. Therefore, there's no isamila. The Yisamila is only a Kodshi Hashem, things that are oimid, to be burnt on the Mizbeach. But here it has no Din HaKrova, therefore there's no Yisamila on these B'nai Yoyna Shav HaZmana. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. You're up to Mishnah Hei. Cholov HaMukdoshim, the milk that comes out from a behema, behemoth Nekeva, that's a korban. Let's say a shlom could be from a Nekeva or a chattis. So the milk that comes out from it, or also beitzei turim. We have these birds, they made into a korban, and it lays eggs. So locheris, loinenin, not allowed to have an offer from it, it's also to have an offer from them, but still, for loin moilum, there's no issa mila. Therefore, if you have an offer from them, they're not chayiv a korban mila, because they're only like yoitzei from hegdish, you don't have a din of kedusha itself. But the medavam amur, when was this said, the kotshe mizbech, only if you makdish these things for the mizbech, you made a korban out of it. And then we say only the korban is kodesh, not the milk, not the eggs. Ava v'kotshe bedek habayis, and the more really says, it means any time you makdish something for the money of it, the money of it, the value of it, you go to hegdish, like bedek habayis, really could have been the same thing if you makdish something for korban mizbech, meaning to say, let's say you makdish a cow. But not that it should be cut, if you just want to sell it, then with the domim, the value of it, you should buy other kabonis. So then, in such a case, that's called, if you marked as something for the value of it, then, higdish tanagirlis, bekotche bedekabayis, as higdish tanagirlis merlumbo, with a bait sauce, if you marked as this chicken, for the value of it to be sold to buy other kabonis, or for the bedekabayis, there'll be a nyesamila both in the chicken, in the bird, and in the baitsim, and the eggs. Now the chicken has to be either a young dove or a dove or also a young pigeon. Chamor, somebody's makdish a chamor, moilum bo over chalava, you'll be over nistamila, both in the chamor and in the milk also. Now Mishnah Vov, kol haroi le mizbeach, anything that's fit to be used for the mizbeach, and v'lo le bedek habayis, it's not something that could be used for the bedek habayis. We'll soon see, let's say like yayin, wine, or else the bedek habayis is something that's fit to be used for the bedek habayis to use, let's say like water. It's fit to be used to make cement with it. But for the mezbeach, you cannot use it for the mezbeach. It's not like water that could be used even for the nisach hamayim. Or else, lelo mezbeach, lelo bedek habayis, something, let's say like manure, the junk that comes out of the animal, that is not fit not to be used for the mezbeach and not for the bedek habayis. If somebody is makdish any one of these three things, we'll soon see in the Mishnah what the cases are exactly, but our core part of the locher is, Moilin bar, there is a nisamila. Kate said, what's the case? Hiktish bor molimayim, someone is makdish a bor full of water. Or else ashbo malaya zevel, a junkyard full of manure. Or else shayveich, a nest place molayoin full of pigeons. Or else ilon moly peris, a tree full of peris means full of grapes. Or else, soda malaya sovim, a field full of grass. So, locher is moilam behem, there's nisamila on these things, of masha batechai. Whatever's inside it also. So, kids, these are different cases. Let's say you makdish the bor full of water. These things are fit for the bedek habayis, but not for the mizbeach. Ashpa malaya zevel, that's not fit for neither. And shevach malayoinim, again, that's fit for the mizbeach, but not fit for the bedek habayis. Then it says what? Ilon mole peris. Also, that's talking like a vineyard, vines, that the vines are not fit for the Gebayas, are too soft, but the wine is fit for the Mizbeach. Now, sodim leya sovim, holden if you makdish a field full of grass. So in this halacha now, there's also a case that's not fit, not for the Mizbeach and not for the Bnei Gebayas. But in all these cases, there's still nisa mila, because you makdish it for the domim of it, and therefore, if you have enough from it, you're over nisa mila, you'll have to sell like and give the money to Hadish. Now, it says here, you're over mila, if you're makdish the way they are now, so it says mila, even what's inside it also. Abba, what's going to be your makdish bor? You are makdish an empty bor, an empty ditch. And v'yachakachnis malamayim, the later first water came inside it. V'yachakachnis malamayim. It was ashpa, you are makdish a junkyard. V'yachakachnis malazel, and then later some manure, the junk came inside it. Rel shevich, you are makdish the nest. V'yachakachnis malayonim, and then later first came in the pigeons. Rel elan, you are makdish a tree. V'yachakachnis malapers, and later first grew pears. Rel sod, you are makdish a field. And v'yachakachnis malasom, and then later first it got filled up with grass. So here the locher is yes. Here the locher is merlin ben. You makdish what you're over the isamila what you are makdish, but v'yei merlin b'mashar b'teicha. What's inside it is no isamila. You're not over the isamila what's inside it, because since those things you're not makdish b'teir, it just becomes kaddish by itself since it belongs to Hegdish. Therefore, there's no isamila. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says ha makdish sodev ilon merlin behen. Shimon holds no, if you mark this just a field or just a tree, what grows later, since it's called growing out of Hegdish, that also has an isamila if you nana from the fruits or from what grows out of the soda. Like it says, Mefnei Shein Gedule Hegdish, it's called things that grow out of Hegdish. Now, Vlad Muservus, let's say you have a behema that you made Maisa behema, you count to 10, the 10th one, and you see it's going to be a Nekeva. So, Lachar is, even though the Nekeva now has a kid already, the locher is lo yinuk min hamuserah. She's not allowed to let the kid now nurse anymore from its mother, since the mother you made into become a ma'aser behemah, it has a din kedusha on it, so it's also to have anor from the cholov of the behemah. The achirim misnadim came. Other people make a tenai, meaning to say, if somebody sees that it's going to be makdish now for 10th of 1 on the kevah, he can make a tenai to say, I'm only being makdish to behemah, but not its milk. I want its milk to remain chulin. And then you would be allowed to let your kid nurse from the mice from the behemah that's a mice behemah. Now the same halacha is v'lad mekdoshim lo yinik mina mekdoshim. We have a korban, let's say a korban chatis as nekeva, and it gives birth. So the v'lad mekdoshim, the same thing lo yinik mina mekdoshim. The kid cannot be menik from the mother. And again, it could be talking about where first it gave birth, and then later you makdish the mother. So the kid now has no right to take the milk from its mother to be nana from Kodesh. Again, the same thing, though, but v'achirim is not even came. Other people make a tanai, then when the makdish to behemah, they make a tanai, that the kedusha should not be chal upon the milk. And then you would be allowed to nurse, let the kid be manic nurse from its mother. Now, ha'poilim, if you're working on a hegdish tikka field, the locher is lo yochlu migregerish al hegdish. Not allowed to eat from the dates of hegdish. Because even though usually by a sadish or chulin, if the poilim are working there, you're allowed to eat while you're working. But here, since the field belongs to hegdish, you can't eat from it. Again, the same thing. Poro lo yisoichu makashini hegdish. If you have your cow that's plowing or working on the field shel hegdish, so here you have to muzzle up the cow. Even though usually the Torah says lo sachsum, you're not allowed to muzzle up your poro when it's working. But yes, since it's working on a hegdish tikka field, it's also to have enough of hegdish, you have to muzzle up your para, cannot eat from the field. Mishnah Zayin. Shor she ilon shel hedyit. Hedyit. If you have a tree that belongs to a hedyit, and you have its shroshim, its roots, that are growing, who boy mishel hegdish, it goes through a hegdish tikka field. Or else the opposite way, shel hegdish, the tree belonged to hegdish, and the roots now are boy coming through mishel hedyit in a hedyit tikka field. Is l'nenim ad rabboni shan have enough from these roots, but v'loy merlin, there's no istamila from the roots. Sin the ratio of pshat is that the roots come off a tree that belong to chulin, so therefore there's no kedusha on the roots. And on the sefer we're talking about, even though the tree belongs to Hegdish, but these roots go very far away from the tree, more than 16 amis. And therefore, since the roots are inside the field of Hedyit, it has no more kedusha on the roots. The roots are like butter to this karka. Therefore, midiraisa, there's no isamila. Now, Hamayin, let's say you have a well, Shu Yaitse Meter Sod Hegdish. The well really starts off in a Chulundika field. It just goes through a field of Hegdish. So, Lachri, the water that's on the field of Hegdish is Lernen and Bloy Merlin. You can't have enough from it, Lechatila. But there's no Yisamila Medirayse because the water started out from a Sodish Achulin. And therefore, Yotza Chutzla. So, let's say the water goes outside the field of Hegdish, then they're not allowed to have enough from it. Hamayin Shevakat Shalzov. If you have water that you fetched in a golden basket, about a golden cod pitcher, big pitcher, that used to get this water for the Nisach Hamayim. So, Locher is, if it's only in the golden pitcher, they were not makdish it yet. But the Kedushas Aguf, and therefore Lenenim, they're abundant. But Veloy Merlin, there's no Yisamil, because it's not really Hegdish Aguf yet. Because they used to fetch it by day and first use it the next day. So you want to stay overnight in order they shouldn't have a psulina, they did not give it a Kedushas Aguf. Nitnu B'tzloichas, let's say they put it into Tzloichas, they put it into the small pitcher, that's what they actually use to pour on the Nisach Hamayim, then it has its Kedushas Aguf, then Moilim Behem, then you're over in Nistamila if you have enough from the water. A Rova, that Rovas used to put around the Beis Hamikdash, around the Mizbeach on Hashanah Rabbah, so Lenenev Le Merlin, you can't have enough from it, but there's no Nistamila, because it's not really Hegdish. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik Leimer, Neistin Hoyim Imeno, Zikainim B'Luluvayim. The Zikainim used to take it and put it into the Luluv, used to use it for the Luluv. In other words, it's not really Nisamila, but you shouldn't have enough from it. See, since it was done the Shem Mitzvah, Mitzvah Slav Lehenis Nitnu, it was mutter to use to put it into the Luluv. Mishnah Ches, Kan Shabroi Shilun. If you have a nest on top of a tree, Shel Hegdish belongs to Hegdish. So then is Lenenin Bloy Merlin. You can't have enough from it. But Midirais, there's no Isamila either on this Kan, Shabroi Shilun. And the Gemara talks about that the Kan is not from the woods of Hegdish itself, but from other woods. Therefore, it's known Midirabonin and not Midiraisa. Sheb Asher, let's say you have this Kan, this nest on top of an Asher tree, which is Avoid Zoro. Then Yatis Bekon, again, you'll have to knock it down and have enough from it. You have to take a stick and knock it down. But again, it's not also Bano, because Pashi was talking about that the birds made it from other twigs, not the twigs of the Yatzeh Asher itself. And the reason why Behegdish is not mutter to knock it down, here we say Lonenin, because Behegdish, they were afraid that people are not Bedidim, do not stay away from the tree. So they were afraid of Matthew to have any Hano, you may climb up the tree, and you may have enough from the tree itself. Mashenka ben Asherah, it's also Bunor anyway, people stay away from the Asherah. So here it's enough to say that you're allowed to take it and knock it down. You can't climb up there, because by climbing, God will have enough from the tree. But here it's not such a big Zerah, because people are Bedidim, people stay away from the Asherah. Therefore, you're allowed to knock it down with a stick and then use it. Now, HaChorish, let's say somebody's HaMakdash Es HaChorish. Somebody's Makdash a forest, trees. So, Merlin Makula, you're over near Samila, both from the wood, from the branches, and from the leaves. HaGizborim Shalokhu Es Eitzim. A Gizbor, the head of Hegdish, that bought wood, is Merlin Beitzim, is near Samila, on the woods. V'yein Merlin Loi Bashipov Loi Benaviyah. But there's no way Samila, not on the Shipoi. That means the bark of the tree. Or else in the Via, that says the leaves of it. In other words, when Hegdish buys wood, they buy wood they can use for lumber. So they only need to be Makdish, the middle part, the lumber part of it. Not the part that you throw away. That part has no Hegdish. That part is Mutter Bahano. Here, Perek Revi. Mishnah Aleph. Kotshe HaMizbeach is Mistar from Zem Zelamila. From all type of Kabonis, Kotshe Mizbeach, any type of a carbon. So if you have a Noah, Shabbat Prut is worth of it, you're over in Isamilo. So if you have a Chatzi Prut is worth from one carbon, and another Chatzi Prut is worth of Hanor in German from another carbon, you'll be Chai Mishamilo. Who are then Belachai Belay Misham Pigo Benayis Betomei? By this you have to eat the Kazayis worth. So if you eat a Chatzi Kazayis of Pigo from one carbon, another Chatzi Kazayis from another carbon, you'll be Chayiv. Who are then the same thing by Nayis Betomei? Since they all have the same issa, the same pieces, even though different pieces of meat, but since each piece has the same issa, tigul, or else noisa v'tomei, it's mistar from zeh mzeh. The same thing, kotche bedekabayis, mistar from zeh mzeh. Who are then all type of kotche bedekabayis? There's an issa miler on it. So we have hanor, a chatzi pruta worth from one object, and another chatzi pruta from another object, together you b'chai v'nissa miler. Kotche hamizbeach, the kotche bedekabayis is also mistar from zeh mzeh lemila. There's a bigger chiddush. from a korban and a chatzi prutas of ano from an object of kotchei bedik abayis is mustar from zem ze, and it'll be over in istamila. You have a chiyah to bring a korban mila if you did a b'shagig. Now the Mishnah says chamisha dvorim boilo mustar from zem ze by korban oilo. There are five things also that mustar from zem ze that have the istamila on it or have the yisam noisa or pig of a tane. That's the habosor, the meat of the korban, the achelev, the fat of a korban oilo, the aselev, that you have to bring a minchat nesachim. The minchah you bring with the korban oilo, the flour, v'ayayin, the yayin, that's the nisach hayayin, and v'ashem, and the oil that comes into the minchah. So all these things are part of the korban oilo. If the oil becomes tigel, it's chal pigel, and all these things, and to mistarif, for chatzik zayis, from all these together. Who I did it for the esamilas, mistarif, a chatzik pruta from all of them together. If a chatzi here and a chatzi there together, you had a shava prut is worth of ano, you'd be chayiv. Now, if you had toido, what about that korban toido? Veshisha b'toido, by korban toido, there are 6 things that could be starved together. That's habosa, the meat of the korban, v'chel, the fat of it, v'yasulis, that's the flour for the minchum, v'yayin, the yayin esochim, v'yashem, that goes into the mincha, and v'yalechem. Especially about a korban toid, because we know we have to bring 40 lechems, so lechem also has a locha of tigul nois of a tummy on it. Now the Mishnah says, ha truma, that's regular truma you take off first, 1/50, utruma smice, you have to take off maiserishan. The lady takes off truma smice, utruma smice, shop the mind, when you buy Paris off an Amoritz, we have to be mafresh again to take off truma smice. Who would in a chala, that would take off from dough, chala, for a bikurim that you bring from the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, the shivas. The Shiva Saminim from the fruits is Mistar from Zem Zeliyisa. The Gemara says you all have a shame Truma on them. So either Chatzik Zayis of one, Chatzik Zayis of another one, together you're over the Yis of Truma, you'd be Chayiv, you did the Aveiro. Or the Chayiv, Elaim, and Sachayim, Yeshua Din, if your Nena from it worth a Shiva fruit is worth or more, you have to pay back the Karen and a fifth more of what you had Hano from. Mishnah Gimel. Kol HaPigulim Mistar from Zem Ze. Any yis of pig we have, like for more different type of carbonis, different pieces of meat, whatever have an yis of pig on, if either chatzik zayis here, chatzik zayis there, they're all mistarfin. Same thing with cholan esor mistarfin zu mzu. If you have different pieces of meat, has an yis of noisir mistarfin zayis there. The same thing cholan avelos mistarfin zu mzu. If you have an avelo from this animal, an avelo from that animal, and either chatzik zayis on both of them, you'd be chayif. The same thing cholan shrotzma mistarfin zu mzu. If you have a sheretz, either chatzik zayis this, chatzik zayis, and also you'd be chayif. Dama sheretz, or the sorum and starfin. This here is a sheer filchus tumah. There were no by sherets. If you have a bechadosh or lentils worth of the sherets, and you touch it, you become tummy. So the lentil could be made up from the dam, the blood that came out of the sherets, and the boss of the sherets, and starfin together to metame you to sheer bechadosha. Now, klal omer b'shur b'shur said a klal like this, that kol she tumosoi v'shur and shovin, whenever the halok is of the tumah. Let's say, Lamoshal, Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Nevelo, they're both only mitami until the evening, until Erev. And who are there in the case of a Shir and Shoven? Let's say they both have the same Shir to mitami you. Let's say Nevelo, there's a Nevela and a Nevela, two different Nevelas. They both have the same Dine Tumma, and they both have the same Shirum of Tumma. Then they mitzarfen, if a Chatzik Zayis from one Nevela of an animal, and a Chatzik Zayis of another one, together it's mitami you. So that's mitzar from zoom zoo. Who are then a chatzi kadosha from one sheretz, another chatzi kadosha from another sheretz, that's mitzar from. But what's going to be to mosoi v'loish yuroi? Let's say an avela and a sheretz. They both have the same halakas of the tumma, you only tell me till evening. But the shurim are different. That a avela is tummy with a kazayis, and a sheretz is bechadosha. So then they're not mitzar of the two. Or else let's say shuroi v'loish to mosoi. Let's say you have a chatzik zayis from a mace and a chatzik zayis of a nevela. They both have the same shear, they both have tumah v'kazayis. But v'loy tumosa, they have different dinim tumah. A mace is matamu for 7 days. A nevela is matamu for 1 day. If so, then I'm starfin. And who are din, if you have loy tumosa, loy shiuroi, that not the din tumah, not the din shear either, so then avad the locher is aim starfin zoom zoo, then you cannot put the two tumas together. Now the last case would be, let's say you have a mace, and the sherets, that they have different halachas. One is tummy for 7 days, one is tummy only for 1 day. And the shurim also are different. A mace is tummy because dais, and the sherets are tummy because chadosho. So pshiti, you have chatzi and chatzi, you cannot put the two together. That the Hilchus Tumis mitzarfen together, it's only with Nevelin and Nevelin, the shirts for the Sheretz, where they have both the same Dine Tumah and the same Shiurim of Tumah. Mishneh Dalet. Ha Pigul viha Noiser emistar from Zum Zu. We have a Chatzi Gezayis of Pigul and a Chatzi Gezayis of Noiser. It's not mitzarfen Zum Zu. Since they have two different Lavim, they're not mitzarfen Zum Zu. And the Gemara says only talking about Hilchus Tumis Yedayim. That with the Rabbanon, if you touch a Noiser or Pigul, the Kohen becomes Tamei. So this halacha is only if you touch a kezayis of each one by itself, not a mitzirif of both of them together. If you'd eat a chatzi kezayis, then you would be chayiv. So Mishnah says, Mifnei Shem Shnei Shemus. That's why you can't put the two together, Hilchus Tumah. What's going to be Hasheretz v'anavela? Let's say you have a Sheretz and a Nevela. V'chein ha-Nevela Bosra Meis. Is also a mistar from Zuim Zu, Letame, Afilu, Kakal Shevishnaim. Since the Sheretz and Nevela we had before, they're different Hilchus Tumah. The Sheretz is Bechadosh and Nevela is Bechazayis. Rosh Nevela is Tommy Erev and a Bosom Mates Tommy for 7 days. So now we start from Zuim Zu, Loilet, not for Tumah, and Afilu, Bechal Shevishnaim. Means even a case where you have the Shil, you have a Sheretz here. And let's say that only needs the size of the Chadosha. You only have a chatzi kadoshi of the sheretz, so you can't take from the nevela, which a chatzi kezayis of it, to start to the sheretz. Like even though the sheretz is a more simple dikashir, still you can't put these two shiurim together at all. Now ho'oichol shenitma biyavatuma, food that became tummy from an av, that means now this food is a rishon l'tuma. V'shenitma mevladatuma, and a different piece of food that became tummy from a rishon, which means it's a sheni l'tuma. The locher is mitzdar from zem zel atamik lekal shabishneim. Both of these two foods can be put together to give it a shear of a kibetza to a metama, like to make something into a shlishi. In other words, just like the sheni could make a shlishi, let's say for hilchas truma or for kochim, so adin if you only have a chatzi kibetza of this oichol sheni and you have a chatzi kibetza of the oichol rishon, it's mitzdarfin, because the rishon makes a sheni. So pshita, whatever sheni can make further, the rishon can mitzdarf with it, to give it a din to matama the truma, to matama to pasul the truma, or to matama the kochim. Now Mishnehei, kol oichle mitzdarfen. All oichle are mitzdarfen. What does this mean to say? Lifsalas agviya dekachatzi pras. That's a din with rabbanon that if a person eats a chatzi pras worth of food that's tamei, his guf becomes tamei, and it's only a din if you can tamei just to pasul truma. If you touch truma or if you eat truma, it's also. As midiraisa, a person only becomes tumme from an avatuma, not from a rishon. Now, food are only a rishon of tumme at most. So, if a man eats it, midiraisa is not tumme. It's only midirabonim, though, if you eat this size of a chatzi pras, a half of a pras. Now, a pras is a half of a loaf of a bread. And so, machlik is how much is the kik of the bread? One sheet there is 8 eggs, and one sheet there is 6 eggs. So, half of that would be 3. So, mela. A pras, let's say, is 3 eggs or 4 eggs. And a chatzi pras is either 2 eggs or an egg and a half. So if he eats an egg and a half's worth of oichol tameya, send me the rabbon and you become tummy. So all type of food is in star. If you eat a chatzi beitz of one type of tomatic food, and a chatzi beitz of another one, and together you eat the beitz and a half, you become tummy. The same thing called oichol mitzarfin b'mozen shtei shudas lerif. Loch of Erev, let's say Erev Tchumim, if you want to walk outside the city, you have to put down mozen of 2 sudis. So, what type of food you have to put there? It doesn't have to only be like 2 lechems, 2 matzes. It can be made up of all different type of foods, as long as all together you have this shear of 2 sudis. The same thing, the kebetz al tamid tum seichlin. That if you have tamidika food, so loch is oichol kimetam other oichol. When if you have a kebetz's worth of oichol, that's tamei. Now, call oichlam on mitzarfen. If you have a chatzik beitz of one food and a chatzik beitz of another food, and they're together touching one another, so together it's considered like you have a beitz and eggs worth of oichol tumeyim, that could be matam as something else. Also, the Gregorius leitzoy Shabbos. We know the yeast of carrying it on Shabbos, you only chayv to carry out the size of the Gregorius, of a dried out fig. So, all that's the shear, how much of an haitzoy you have to carry out the food. So it doesn't have to be just a groigris. It can be made up of all different type of foods. If you carry it out, the one shot on Shabbos, you'll be chayif. Same thing, because seves, v'yom kippurim. On your kippur, you only chayif chorus if you eat the size of a date. So you don't have to eat mamish one date. If you eat a chatzi from this food, a chatzi from that food, as long as together you ate the size of a date, you'd be chayiv. Same thing, kol ha-mashkin, mitzdorfim, lisles, agviya, brevias. Just like ba'ichol before, it's by mashkin also. If a person drinks a revias of mashkim tmeim, so with rabbonin, your guf becomes tameh, that your pasul truma. So this mashkim doesn't have to be made up of one liquid, but as long as you drink revias together of mashkim tmeim, it's metameh you. So again, this revias could be made up from all different types of mashkin, as long as the mashkim tmeim. And last talk is also the modern lugma of Yom Kippurim. That if you drink on Yom Kippur, you chayav koris. If you drink a benezid, that's also if you drink a molar lugmav, that means one sardi amount full of mashkil. So it doesn't have to be made up just from one mashkil. It could be a little bit of coffee, a little bit of tea, a little of apple juice. As long as together it's a molar lugmav, for that you be chayav koris on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Vav. Ha'orlo uklai ha'kerim mistarfim zem zeh. We know orlo, that's the pears that grow the first 3 years of the tree. Whereas klai ha'kerim, that's what we have. Klayim growing, vegetables growing in the vineyard, so they're both also b'hano. So I'm starting from zoo and zoo. So let's say it fell into a saw from both of them. Let's say you have a chatzi al-chatzi kezayis of this and a chatzi kezayis of that. That fell into less than two, that fell into less than 200 of it, of heter. Slachris is oiseris, even though each one by itself would have been bottled. But together, though, it's mitzvah. Now, the mice, you have the kezayis of orla and klai kerem together, falling into a bunch. So, Allah is only bottle when you have 200, the amount of that. If it falls into less than 200, it's not bottle. So, even though each one by itself would have been bottle, but mitzvah together, they said that it's not bottle. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, ain't mitzvah. No, they're not mitzvah. Since they have different halachas, different shemos, they're not mitzvah zeh mzeh. Ha beged vihasak, a beged, a cloth, vihasak, that's a sack. Or else a sack v'yor, a sack in a piece of skin. Or else or a skin via mafas, that's a mat. Is mistar from zoom zoo, the mistar from zel kabitumo. As a shear, how much of a kli you have to have the kabitumo. So therefore, they could mistar from together. Whether the shear is abitvachim or abitvachim, they mistar from together. And it says the reason is, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mephnesha, and Ruin, Latami Moshev. Because all of them could be put together in one halacha, that they're all roi to mistar from to tumas. Moshev, if a zav sits on it, they'll become tamei as tumas moshev. So therefore, with that shear, the Romans start from together. Since they're starting from together for this one halacha of moshev, therefore they're starting from together. Even one halacha to kabul tumas beget.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.